The obelisk crackled with static that sputtered to silence. It was so quiet, I was about to suggest Jason to check the battery. But then I thought I could just make out a word, or really a name.
Wade.
My name. I would have sworn that's what I heard. Jason turned and met my gaze.
Wade.
It said again, this time more clearly, and drawing it out, sounding more like a hiss than someone speaking my name.
What do you want?
Jason asked.
Release.
The obelisk crackled to life again with another message.
Not safe.
Jason pulled me close enough to make my ribs scream in pain. I looked across the basement at Jimbo and Dean, just in time to see Jimbo flung against the brick wall. Jimbo! The obelisk crackled again. Die!